For over 30 years, Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor, has helped thousands by guiding them through their major home appliance repairs. His experience as a fraud investigator for Michigan's Attorney General has helped him become renowned nationwide as a top consumer advocate. He's even been published in the World Book Encyclopedia. Now, let Joe help you save time, money, and headaches. Here's your host, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket's appliance doctor, Joe Gannon.
Good Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Appliance Doctor Radio Program, heard every Sunday morning from 8 till 10 a.m. right here on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial, a great Cumulus radio station. And we ask you to join us this morning, be a part of the radio program, help me to educate the rest of the listening audience. The phone number is 734-998-1050. That's 734-998-1050. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions, suggestions, comments, complaints on major home appliances, this is the radio program to call. The only one in the United States of America that answers your questions on, well, how to fix them. And we can do that as best we can, help you get into the product, what to buy, what not to buy. Know what you're doing before you go shopping for a major home appliance. They are expensive today, and you need to know all the information you can gather on the subject of major home appliances. The phone number, 734-998-1050. And it's washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, dishwashers, microwave ovens, garbage disposers, room air conditioners, dehumidifiers, even the humidifier on your furnace. We can help make you an expert on those products, and we enjoy your phone calls very much. We've got open lines. The phone number is 734-998-1050, and I'd like to introduce my producer, engineer, the guy who takes your phone calls. The Rocket is behind the mic, and his name is Josh Zinke, but we call him the Rocket because he skates like Maurice Richard from the Montreal Canadiens way back. And the Rocket, what's going on after this radio program this morning here coming up at 10 o'clock?
So at 10 o'clock, we're going to have our Sunday show that will go on for till 11:30. Talking about Michigan sports, especially Michigan basketball, because at 11:30, Michigan basketball has a game at noon, meaning pregame's at 11:30. So we'll go right from the playground right into Michigan basketball right here on WTK.
So you're all set for that coming up.
Yes, we are.
And the Detroit Red Wing alumni, which I am a part of, is playing the alumni from Michigan State University this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And if you've got a chance and you want to see some old-time hockey by a group of guys that are all 40 and 50 years old, even a few into the 60s, stop by Munn Arena at Michigan State University. Beginning ice time is 1 o'clock. And I know those guys from Michigan State, and well, we've got several players on the alumni who are from Michigan State, and one of them is Kevin Miller. He'll be there from the Miller family, which I happen to have played hockey with Lyle and Butch Miller way back in the early 60s.
Do you remember where they lived for a short time?
Where they live?
Yeah, where they lived for a short time.
Their homes in East Lansing or Lansing, you mean?
Well, they also lived in Chelsea for a short time as well.
Was that right?
Yes, Kip, Kelly, all the Miller boys.
Yeah.
I believe at one point, I mean, that's what I was told as a kid growing up, they lived in Chelsea, where you wanted to live growing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had the good fortune to do that. I know the Miller family. As a matter of fact, my brother called me from Florida the other day. So there was some figure skating going on, getting ready for the Olympics. And one of the Miller girls, I don't know if it's Lyle or Butch's granddaughter, okay, because that's how old I am. But I know one of the Miller girls was involved in skating, and I don't know how she's done, but we'll find out down the road. So anyways, you've got a great program coming up here after this Appliance Doctor show, and you're going to talk sports.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and Michigan's playing basketball today.
Yep.
What are you guys going to talk about in sports coming up today?
Well, it looks like obviously the game, we have Rutgers. That will take over at noon. So more likely, we'll talk NFL at first. This is my. This is what I'm thinking. Haas is actually going to be the host of the show.
Yeah.
NFL to start. You got two playoff games today. Who goes to the Super Bowl? And then go transition into Michigan basketball. That way, we have to do is hand it over to Matt Shepard and Terry Mills there at the arena.
Okay, so you're going to have a great afternoon. Let me start off the radio program this morning by telling our listening audience that Kurt Presley from Dalton Environmental is going to join us at 8:30. At 8:24, we got Habitat for Humanity joining us, and that's going to become a regular part of the radio program. And Habitat for Humanity has done so much. And it's funny, you know, I mentioned them last week because I read a story where a washer and dryer were installed in a new home for a new couple, brand new products, and they were installed, and then the next morning they discovered that the washer and dryer were removed by a couple of bad guys, so it had to be done over again. And I remember that happening to myself. My son Andrew and I delivered a rebuilt washer and dryer into a home, and the next morning we got a call that they had also been stolen. So, I mean, the bottom of the barrel, let's put it that way, for a couple of crooks or a crook to steal product from Habitat for Humanity, who's done so much for the world, and former President Jimmy Carter, very involved with it. And anyways, they're going to be a regular guest here at 8:24 on Sunday mornings. And who else is going to join us? Well, let's see. Oh, I have a new advertiser on the radio program. She's coming at 9 o'clock. We're going to give her a call and talk to Dr. Barbara Kaczynski. And she's my eye doctor. She's Valerie's eye doctor. She's Virgil and Holly's eye doctor. She's going a long ways, and she's been a long... She's just the best there is in the whole world, as far as I'm concerned. And I've got to ask her a question about a woman I met yesterday who told me that she had a needle stuck in her eye. How they did the surgery for cataracts. And I had mine done here just in the last month. And let me tell you something, folks. I was going down the hill very bad. We went all the way, Valerie and I, to Myrtle Beach and back. And I kept asking Valerie, what's that sign say? I couldn't read the big signs on the highway. And immediately had it done when I got back. And I'm telling you, both eyes have been operated on, cataract surgery, and they're now both 20/20. I mean, it's like night and day. It's just unbelievable what this doctor did for me and what she did for Valerie some 10 years ago. But let me start off the radio program this morning. Oh, by the way, after 9:30, Silvano Salvador, the guy who carved my cane, the guy who does these little hummingbirds, he carves this while you're talking to him. They are absolutely beautiful. I think Bob Merchant in Union City at the hardware store, Merchant's Hardware, has given away some 60 of these hummingbirds to his customers. I mean, he's given them away. And he says it sure is a good touch between customers, good customers, and this Merchant's True Value Hardware store. So he's going to be joining us on the air. We've got a busy program here this morning, but we've got plenty of times, and you, as a consumer, can interrupt any conversation on this radio program. 734-998-1050 on WTKA, the ticket, 1050 on the dial, and we will take your phone calls as soon as you grab that telephone and gently call us. It's a family radio program. No swearing. We don't screen anybody. Our guy, The Rocket, answers your phone calls and puts you through. And again, you are the most important person on this radio show. You truly are the most important person on this radio show. And I want to show you that by taking your phone call when you call in. Here's an email from a consumer a while back. Is there a way to clean a washing machine? I have a Maytag washer that is 18 years old. The problem is the buildup of black gunk underneath the center fabric softener dispenser. Over the years, I've scrubbed this stuff out again and again, but now my hands are too arthritic to scrub like that, and I was wondering if there was some type of cleaner to soak the removable piece and something to run through the washer to clean out the stationary parts. Thank you for any suggestions. Well, let me say this to you. Kim, you wrote this email, and I'm going to answer it the way I probably did when I got it originally. You could take a plain bottle of white vinegar. I suggest you heat it. Put it in a dish, a bowl, and you can use as much as you want. And heat it up. Don't boil it. Just heat it. Get it hot. And then place that vinegar in that dispenser and leave it soak overnight. You will be surprised what that can do. Now, also, unbeknownst to me if it is still available, but in the old days, Maytag sold a powdered material in a container that was called Maytag Rust Rover, it was called. Maytag Rover. And this product was used by me, by my guys, when I owned the shop, when we rebuilt washers and dryers. The tub was like yellow. Some of these old washers had been sitting in a barn for years, and the tub was simply solid yellow-looking rust. We used this Rover product, and I'm telling you something, we let that drum sit overnight, and it came out to look like brand spanking new. Brand spanking new. I mean, that's, and I've got, next time I'm talking to Mark Heidloff, which will probably be next Sunday, I'm going to find out if it's still available. And if it is, I wouldn't be surprised if Mark Heidloff had it in his shop as a replacement part. But, well, we'll find out. We'll find out for you and make it available to you. Here's another email. I have an old, more than 15 years old, hot point, no frost side-by-side refrigerator. The part in between the fridge and the freezer is actually hot. Not warm to the touch, but hot. Should I be concerned? Do I need to bite the bullet and get a new fridge? And if so, which ones do you recommend or suggest as the best bang for the buck? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a refrigerator and you open the door and you touch that centerpiece, that's called a mullion, there's a heater in there. And the heater is in there to provide heat to stop condensation in the middle of a high humidity summer day. That's what it's there for. And it prevents moisture from accumulating on it. If your moisture builds up on that, eventually it'll rot out the door seal, the rubber door seal around the door. So, why is that heater there? And in the wintertime, you'll feel a slight amount of heat. And the reason for that is that it gets warm, hotter, the dirtier the condenser is underneath the refrigerator. As simple as that. The dirtiest condenser will create high heat temperatures in that. Not that you can't put your hand on it, but you'll really feel it warm. It might be a sign to tell you the most important thing you can do on that refrigerator is to clean the condenser. A dirty condenser will cost you $5 to $10 extra in utility cost with a dirty condenser and keeping that clean. And I do mine at home every 4 months, but they say a couple times a year, clean the condenser and get it clean to the point where it's almost immaculate. By that I mean getting underneath and you take that kick panel off on the bottom. That's hard to take off on the newer models. They put screws in there, make it very hard. They want your refrigerator to burn out so they can sell you another one. They want your compressor to burn out because the condenser's all plugged up. You need to know that you can clean that with a long-handled baby bottle brush, or they sell these condenser brushes at the hardware store. They're not expensive, and you can get underneath there with that long brush and clean it. And while you're doing that, you might also remember that if you haven't done it in a while, you need to pull the refrigerator out away from the wall, and you have to be careful today because most refrigerators have a ice dispenser or a water dispenser, and they've got a line running to the refrigerator. You got to watch you don't break that. So you be careful. That line should not be plastic. If you've got a plastic line behind there, you got to remember this. You have to remember this. If that line vibrates, and there's vibration in the refrigerator when it's operating, and it, should you have that plastic line against the wall or against the cabinet or something, and there's vibration, eventually you get a hole in it. And if you're not home and that thing breaks, and I remember a man having $56,000 worth of damage to his basement, because the water line broke. The water line broke. Nick Libet, a former Red Wing who is now the coach of the alumni team, he had a plastic line in the back of the refrigerator. And I do believe it broke as well. That should be a copper line. A piece of copper. Now, I know they sell these kits in the hardware stores where you can use plastic line from the water valve underneath the sink or wherever it's at, to the refrigerator. If that breaks, you're in big trouble. You could have a lot of damage to your home. And that's what we do here on this radio program. We try to bring you information that is beneficial to your knowledge bank. Yes, you become a smarter consumer by listening to the Appliance Doctor here on WTKA The Ticket, 1050 on the dial, and we invite your phone calls at 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. It's called the Appliance Doctor Radio Program. It's been on the air going on 34 years, and it's an old-time program with a white-haired old-time guy behind the microphone enjoying what he does every Sunday morning, helping consumers. So anyways, back to this email from Bruce. It's important that you clean your condenser on this refrigerator, which is providing too much heat. And, oh, here's a little story. Way back in 1970, there was, at the time, I was customer relations manager and service manager with the Amana Corporation. You know, the manufacturer of the radar range, for those who you who are a little older. And this lady called me, and she had a new refrigerator delivered to her home. And she says, there's a little button on the control here, and it says, high hum, H-U-M, low hum, H-U-M. So you could flip it to low humidity, and so which provided one little heater to come on instead of two. Provided less heat during the winter months. And see, some of those refrigerators have that feature today, but not all that many. But it's a little button that says high hum, low hum. And her statement to me on the telephone was, you know, no matter where I put that button, on high hum or low hum, the sound of the refrigerator is always the same. She figured that because that button was there that says H-U-M, it should hum differently when she lowered it to low hum. And I sort of laughed about it as I explained to her what it was. But then again, that was way back in 1970 when I was helping consumers with any question they had on major home appliances. I'm going to take a little pause in the action, pay the rent, And I'd ask you to superglue the dial to WTKA, the ticket, 1050 on the dial, our great Cumulus radio station.
I'm Joe Gammon, here to tell you that Pat Kelly, our expert on heating, cooling, and self-start generators, has opened a new business called KNB Energy Solutions. With a new, beautiful new office and warehouse in Livonia, Pat Kelly is ready to handle all your HVAC problems and questions. And when you're wanting to install a new self-start generator, he handles only the best American-made brands with the finest warranties available. You've heard Pat Kelly do this radio show with me many times, and many of you have used his services and trust his expertise. He is back in business and needs your calls to make it grow. If you're in line for an air conditioning check, Pat Kelly's service technicians will make sure you don't have a problem on the hot summer days. And it's a pretty smart thing to do. Give Pat Kelly a call at 734-666-0101. That number again is 734-666-0101.
Head to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HDTVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get $400 off an LG LED 4K 65-inch smart TV on sale now for just $7.98. Or pick up a Frigidaire gas or electric range, your choice, from just $2.97 each. See the entire sale ad at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals on premium mattresses. And while you're there, find your ideal fit number using their exclusive Ideal Fit Sleep System. A few minutes is all it takes. With 1,600 sensors to identify your body type, sleep positions, and pressure points, Ideal Fit identifies and offers mattress comfort options that will support a healthier night's sleep. And right now, get a Sealy Deluxe Queen mattress with a free box spring for just $497. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Hi folks, Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. The dreaded heating season is once again upon us, and you know what that means, spending more time indoors. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate that problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. My wife wanted me to leave this out, but I gotta tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, me and my wife, Kelly. 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS for a free, accurate estimate today.
Joe Gammon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
Hi, this is Joe Gammon, and one of the most common questions asked of me is, who do you use? I use Handy Pro Handyman services, or should I say that my wife does? They have been to my house several times, and my wife loves them. If you need something done and you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it yourself, call Handy Pro Handyman at 1-800-942-6394. With offices in Ann Arbor and Plymouth, they will guarantee they show up on time or give you a $30 credit on the repair bill. Finally, this is great. Set up an appointment and you don't have to wait around all day. Handy Pro Handyman is licensed, insured, and bonded. Can do all of the small jobs around the house. Their workmanship is beyond question and the prices are more than fair. If you're thinking about weatherproofing your house, painting a room, having some drywall repaired, or installing new light fixtures, call Handy Pro Handyman at 734-942-6394. For you seniors out there, no one will treat you with the respect you'll get from Handy Pro Handyman Services. Call them at 1-800-942-6394.
A few years ago, my doctor asked me to try a new drugstore in Livonia called Farmington Drugs and Medical Supplies, and I never again went to one of the big commercial giants in the drug business. This small drugstore has 15 experts working behind the counter, and you will place your trust in all of them. They have all sorts of supplies in stock, especially the compression stockings, and if you are hard-pressed for payment, they will even work out a payment schedule directly with you. How many of the drug giants will do that for you? Drug prices are important to those needing them, and I challenge all of you to find prices lower than Farmington Drugs, and the service is first class. They even offer free delivery to your home. Farmington Drugs is located on Farmington Road, the southeast corner of Farmington and 8 Mile. You can call them at 248-478-3922 and ask for Dr. Chris. He speaks fluent French and is as honest as they come. Call Farmington Drugs at 248-478-3922 and live a new experience with a great drugstore.
WTKA, The Ticket.
You are listening to the Appliance Doctor Radio Program right here on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. And we'd like to have Martha Davis join us this morning. And we welcome you, Martha, to the Appliance Doctor Radio Program. And tell me a little bit about who you work for. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Dr. Joe. I work for Habitat for Humanity. I'm the manager of their ReStore, which is it's a store in a big warehouse in Ann Arbor where we sell a variety of things, including appliances. And if people don't know, Habitat for Humanity helps people who are not normally able to afford home ownership become qualified to actually have a home.
So that's a real quick wrap-up of all the great things that Habitat for Humanity does.
Mm-hmm.
And have we met before, Martha?
No, I don't think we have.
No, in the past, I've done radio show on another station, and I was very involved with a guy named Keith Paul from Handy Pro Handyman. And he and I believe, did a remote broadcast from your ReStore there here in Ann Arbor. Is that on Jackson Road or off of Jackson?
Yes. And actually, I think I was there for that.
Yeah, well, we enjoyed our, you know, relationship for some time there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still amazed at all the products that you have for sale. And some of them are fine pieces of furniture, I might add.
Absolutely, yeah. We get anything from kitchen cabinets to, we actually sold a sailboat the other day. So we have quite a variety of things in our store.
Well, Martha, I know you sell rebuilt appliances.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had a service technician who donated his time.
Yes, we do. Many of the people who help in the ReStore are volunteers. And right now we have three technicians who come in. And before we put any of our appliances on the sales floor, they test them to be sure that the refrigerators are working properly, that the washing machines drain properly, and,
Well, Martha, I'd like you to do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
And you've got my email there.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to forward me a phone number for one of these technicians so I can talk to them on the air to show people...
Fine.
To show our listening audience that there are service technicians who do things out of their heart instead of out of their pocket,
mm-hmm.
and who get involved with worthy causes like yours.
Well, thank you. Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of people who help us. Very generous.
Very kind. Last week I read a little article I got on the website where there was a Habitat for Humanity home built,
mm-hmm.
and a washer and dryer were installed in that home, brand new.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, they discovered the washer and dryer were gone.
Oh, no.
Somebody had stolen them.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that happens. I mean, I don't know that that's happened to our location. That may have been in a different habitat, but unfortunately that does happen occasionally. But the big donor for us for appliances is Whirlpool. They're so generous, and they provide all of the homes with brand new appliances.
Yeah, that's true. I remember something about they donate products to Habitat for Humanity to install in the homes that you built.
Correct. Right. Actually, they do. We have one other thing that I just wanted to mention.
Sure.
In addition to our store selling appliances that are used and then repaired, we also have a program where people can have their refrigerator replaced if it's not running in an energy-efficient manner.
Yeah.
We're partnered with DTE, and we will literally come in your home, assess your refrigerator. If it's made before December 2000, the homeowners can get their refrigerators replaced at free of charge.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we've found some people who have had refrigerators that are 20, 25 years old.
Right.
The freezer doesn't work. And we'll come in and assess the refrigerator. I mean, if it's a December 2000 refrigerator, if it's manufactured before that, they will get it replaced. If they're not quite that old, we can put a meter on it just to determine if it's energy efficient. But the overall goal is to help people have solid working refrigerators and also have people have energy efficient refrigerators.
So anything built before December 2000...
Right.
Consumers, if they have an old one that's still operating.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll they'll take it away and put in a new one.
Now, who will do all this?
Well, it's through Habitat for Humanity. We're partnered with DTE and Lowe's.
Yeah.
The consumer needs to be a DTE customer and lived in Washtenaw County.
Okay.
There's also an income maximum that they must be within. But if they qualify for all of that, they fill out an application through Habitat, then we review it, be sure that they're qualified, and then Lowe's will come and remove their old refrigerator and replace it with a brand new one.
Wow, now that's a great benefit.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool.
Well, we're going to have you, I think, on a regular basis call us on Sunday morning, I believe at 8:24.
Yep.
To keep us updated on what goes on
I sure will.
With Habitat for Humanity. I have to thank you so much for joining me this morning. We're very proud to play a part in what you and Habitat for Humanity do for people.
And well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I'll look forward to next Sunday, Martha.
Okay, thanks for having us on.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, very informative information. So in other words, if you're within a certain budget range, you have a refrigerator made before December 2000, and there's many of those out there, and if your refrigerator is not operating efficiently, as most won't back then, you're able to get a new refrigerator at no charge. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I've been in that store before, Dr. Joe.
Have you?
Yeah, it's just across from the movie theater off of Jackson Road. It's called April Drive. It's right there. There's a Clark gas station. Go right past that road. Take that road farther back. It's to the right. It's 170 April Drive. I've been in that store many times.
Oh, you have to write down that information.
170 April Drive.
Oh.
Right past that Clark gas station.
Quite a story. I've been there as well, and wow, that's terrific. That's terrific. I love to give people that kind of information. My name is Joe Gannon. You can interrupt any conversation because you are the most important person on this radio program, and I invite you to join me at 734-998-1050. Right now on the line waiting to talk with us is Kurt Presley from Dalton Environmental. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
I'm 100%. You?
That's good to hear it. I'm doing great also.
Yeah, well, listen, Kurt, it's wintertime. We've just been through one of the coldest blasts we've ever had. And you can still clean air ducts in this kind of weather. Now, I know it's warming up now a little, okay? But we'll probably get another blast of cold before the winter's over. But I want you to tell our listening audience how and why you can still have your air ducts clean during this kind of cold weather.
Well, what we do, of course, you have to run our large 10-inch vacuum hose into the house, you know, to hook up to the ductwork. We come through the doorways, in most cases, your side door, back door, and we cover that opening with a tarp and clamps so that you're not losing all your air, so it's not just coming right in your door while we're doing the air duct cleaning.
Right.
And we also have a heater that we set up, a radiant heater that we'll set up for you so that it can keep you warm while you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Keep you nice and comfortable. And the furnace isn't off during the entire time we're out there. we have about a 45-minute setup just to get ready for the job, that we leave your furnace running on the coldest days so
right.
that, you know, you don't have to worry about it. And then right when we're finished, we turn it right back on.
Well, and then you also put a carpet, a canvas piece on the floor and so forth.
Oh, yeah. We lay down runners. We have these plastic corner guards made, you know, to protect the corners wherever our vacuum hose goes so that, you know, it doesn't do any damage. We're taking care of the house. We, you know, treat it like it's our own.
Right. Now, Kurt, the other thing, the other thing that you do, and I got a big kick out of that, you guys have this vacuum cleaner machine that you strap on, and you go and vacuum the carpet.
Yes, that is part of our service. We go around wherever we have worked. We go around and we just touch up with our vacuum. It's a backpack. We get called the Ghostbusters all the time. Kind of looks like their equipment.
Yeah.
And it's a very powerful vacuum. And, you know, we just use a floor tool with a brush, soft bristle brush, and we walk around to each and every register, and just if there's anything, if we left anything, well, we clean it up, because our motto is to leave it cleaner than we found it.
And you know, Kurt, in my house, you'd have to ask Valerie if this is true or not, but she calls me the vacuum man, because that's my... I'm wondering if I can set you guys up to come over every week and do the vacuuming.
We'll work out a deal later.
All right. Well, you do a terrific job for consumers. And, Kurt, Dalton Environmental has done work for hospitals, for even a fire department, haven't you?
Yes, and police departments. We do all kinds of work. We do commercial and residential. We have been since 1991.
And you also provide a service to consumers of not only air duct cleaning, but also the dryer vent line cleaning.
Yes, that is the service that we love to do. It is very important, actually, because, you know, of course, dryers are the leading cause of household fires.
Right.
And if you have a clogged duct, I was out servicing one myself the other day, and I turned on the dryer to, he was in an apartment complex or condo complex, so they're, I have to locate where the dryer exhaust vent is.
Right.
And so I turned on his dryer and went outside and walked around the building. And when I came back in, the dryer was so hot. I could not believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And he told me that he was afraid to use it. And I told him he's right. You know, it shouldn't be getting that warm. So we cleaned the duct, and I took a before and after picture in the duct for him, so that you could see exactly what the results were. And then I turned the dryer back on and ran it for about 20 minutes. And I had it on high and had him go back in there. And it was cool feeling, like it should be.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember here just a couple of years ago, Valerie and I went to Chicago. I was an expert witness in a lawsuit. And the lady had a home that was beautiful. And she had a dryer installed, and the vent line ran up into the attic. It was plastic vinyl, and it kinked up there, and it got full of water, and it ended up her dryer caught fire. And, Kurt, I have to tell you, I believe, and I was told, it was the largest appliance lawsuit in terms of dollars ever awarded in the United States.
Wow.
And it was $1.8 million that lady and her husband received from an appliance retailer who didn't service the product properly.
Oh, wow, that is incredible.
$1.8 million.
That is a good settlement, isn't it? That, you know.
Well, the lady deserved it, truthfully.
Yeah.
The way this retailer responded to her problem created the problem. And they were nailed for it. But,
right.
Kurt, you do a terrific job. I've only got a minute left here to talk with you. But it's always nice to have you join us because, Kurt, I have to tell our listening audience, you've been an advertiser with me no matter where I have been for 25 years now.
You're like the Pied Piper, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've never received a complaint. And the phone number for people to get their... air ducts cleaned properly and ethically is
877-325-8667. That's 877-DALTONS, D-A-L-T-O-N-S. And I'd also like to tell the listeners that there's an easy way to find us. They can just look us up on Facebook.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They can just check us out on Facebook. We have a lot of pictures for them to look at before and after. You know, it's a good way. And if they like what they see, they can like our site.
Well, they'll always like calling because you or Kelly will be answering your telephone and telling people. And you get all your answers to your questions from Dalton Environmental. That number again is 877-DALTONS, D-A-L-T-O-N-S. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
All right, Joe. Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Take care. Say hi to Kelly.
I sure will.
I'm Joe Gannon, the Appliance Doctor. A little pause on the action, pay the rent, and ask you to join me right here at 734-998-1050. You're listening to WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB. In the beautiful little town of Chelsea, Michigan, lies an appliance store on Main Street, right there at the railroad tracks in the same parking lot as Jiffy Mix, called Heidloff's Appliance. They have been in business since 1928, when Grandpa Lloyd Heidloff first started selling Maytag wringer washers, which ran off a gasoline motor. Now, some 90 years later, Mark, Matt, Steve run the operation that is dedicated to the finest products and the ultimate in customer satisfaction. They are the only appliance retailer that I know who plug in a refrigerator and let it run overnight before they deliver it to your home. Ask them about the expected life of a certain appliance, and they will be upfront and help make you an informed consumer. They specialize in the best-made washers and dryers made in this country, Speed Queens, made in Ripon, Wisconsin. They are known to last well over 25 years with the best warranties available in the world. They have lower prices on appliances to match many of the big retailers. Heidloff Appliance, on Main Street in Chelsea, or call them at 734-475-1221. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce a good friend, the president of Spectrum Human Services, Roger Swanninger, let me say a few words about Dr. Coogan, a doctor with the Detroit Lions for 15 years. I randomly interviewed 7 of his patients who were suffering severe pain of all sorts. Their stories were so candid as to how Dr. Coogan successfully cured their pain source without surgery. Roger is just one of thousands that have put an end to constant pain by visiting HealthQuest, located in Farmington, Michigan.
You're absolutely correct, Joe. After living several years with so much pain and having back surgery that caused even more pain, life was becoming just unbearable. Under your advice, I got in touch with Dr. Coogan, and he guaranteed me a lot less pain, and today I can sit for periods of time, walk normal. Now I can play with my grandkids. In fact, my wife and I are taking them to Disney World.
If you are living with pain and can't take any more, call the office of Dr. Coogan at HealthQuest in Farmington at 877-99-QUEST. Look them up at healthquest.us. My neighbor Kevin had a beautiful deck built by Killer Decks. If you're looking to have a deck built this year, now is the time to call Steve at 734-595-1602 and get a free estimate. Winter prices prevail until spring arrives. Now, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, the deckbarn.com website on Michigan Avenue has everything you need to do the job yourself.
9 colors of vinyl rail and 5 colors of aluminum, or you can mix and match all for the same price. Aluminum balusters and Fiberon composite decking with low voltage deck lights, step lights, garden lights, and vinyl post lights. What can look better than a vinyl pergola and a gazebo to accentuate your yard? Decking and all related materials are available to you by simply going to thedeckbarn.com or call Steve at 734-595-1602. These products can be shipped to you direct at wholesale prices, and many carry a lifetime warranty. With the best quality products at deep discounts, go to the website, thedeckbarn.com. Listen up, folks, because this is Joe Gannon, and I just have to tell you about ProTec, a radon remediation company based in Ann Arbor. In business for over 20 years, doing work all over Michigan and solving a big health issue for thousands of their customers. I am just one example. Recently selling our home, a home inspector informed us that the level of radon was too high. We had ProTec install a venting system that guarantees an acceptable level of radon in the house to prevent any damage from happening to someone's health. ProTec can take care of radon problems in your home or business and make sure everyone lives or works in a safe environment. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the Attorney General's office, I can assure you that I thoroughly checked out ProTec before I called for their service. The owner, Kurt Hutchins, recommends that if you have a concern about radon in your home or business, you stop by his business in Ann Arbor and purchase a radon test kit for about $10 and run a test yourself. If the test proves positive, do what I did. Call ProTec at 888-MR-RADON. That number again is 888-MR-RADON.
WTKA, The Ticket.
You are listening to the Appliance Doctor Radio Show here on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial, and we invite your phone call, 734-998-1050. That's 734-998-1050. And coming up, 9 o'clock, we're going to have Dr. Barbara Kaczynski join us on the air live to talk about what she does for a living and what she can do for your eyesight. And I'm a guy who reads 2-3 books every week. I remember my father in his mid-80s where he couldn't see his hand in front of him. And he was a big-time reader as well. But he had a serious ailment in his eyes. Before that happens to you, you have to remember. Now, Rocket, I'm going to do a commercial here now for Dr. Kaczynski. You want to record that, and you're going to handle it from there, okay? But let me begin right now, and we'll time it out, okay? See how I did on the time, okay? Now, I have to do this rather quickly because a commercial is 60 seconds long on a radio station. It's not 62, it's not 63, it's not 57, 58, it's 60 second on the nose. And that's the format in radio, so everything works on the clock. Exact. Here we go. In the past, my darling Valerie needed cataract surgery, and her longtime eye doctor, Barbara Kaczynski, did the operation with complete success. Valerie's comments were, "I can see the kids at the end of the hallway." I followed suit and received a prescription for new glasses with a comment from the good doctor that I should look forward to having cataract surgery in a few years. That prognosis came true recently when we drove to Myrtle Beach and I couldn't read the big signs on the expressway, so off we went to see the best eye surgeon in the world. I was worried, but I needn't be because she is truly the best in her field. One eye done 1 week and the next done the following, and now it's 20/20 in each eye. Located in Clawson, Michigan, her office is close to I-75 on 14 Mile Road, a skip and a jump from where you live, and it's always worthwhile getting the best doctor to take care of your eyes. Call 248-589-9500 and mention that Joe Gannon sent you. That number again is 248-589-9500. That completed. We'll see how it timed out, and the Rocket will let me know live on the air how I did with that commercial. And I think Valerie'd be very proud because we, as a family, love our eye doctor. And there's a good reason for that, because your eyes are important, very important, especially when you get to be in my age bracket. And we're going to have Barbara Kaczynski join us here at 9 o'clock. And we've got a phone number. I'll give it to you, Rocket, here as we go into the break. And you can give her a call, and we'll put her on the air, and we'll keep her for a while.
to tell people, well, she'll tell them what she does. She can do it. She's just the finest young lady in the whole wide world. I love her. We all love her. And there's a reason for that. I can see again.
Dr. Joe, your time for that commercial, a minute six.
A minute six.
Yeah, I can condense it down a little bit. We'll see if I can get it within the minute range by 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's terrific.
We'll see if I can do it.
That's terrific.
So I'll be working on that.
Yeah.
I know you've hosted a show for a couple years. I think it was 37? 37 years you've been on radio?
No, I'm going on 34 now.
34. Sorry, yeah. I didn't want to...
Yeah, don't
Sorry,
add.
I took, added an extra three.
Yeah, don't add to my age, okay?
All right, I'll see what I can do for you, Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Rocket. I'm Joe Gannon, and I'm inviting you to join us. We've got open lines, and if you'd like to call in with an appliance question, comment, suggestion, complaint, hey, that's what the radio program is all about: helping people, knowing the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, winter fire safety tips. It's important to know the symptoms of carbon monoxide because CO is odorless, colorless, and otherwise undetectable to the human senses. People may not know they are being exposed. And folks, it's already happened to a few people this year. And thank goodness it's a few people. Well, when you cover the United States, it's happened to quite a few. But if you have high-level poisoning results in progressively more severe symptoms, including mental confusion, vomiting, loss of muscular coordination, loss of consciousness. Well, it leads to untimely death. CO poisoning can occur when a fuel-burning appliance or machine such as a furnace, heater, or generator is not working or vented properly. Breathing in CO at high levels can be fatal. Learn what you can do to protect your family from the dangers of CO. Install and maintain CO alarms inside your home to provide early warning. And as Trudy Ritter would explain to consumers, CO detectors saved her and her husband's at the time, who's passed away, saved their lives by having listened to the appliance doctor and following the advice of having a CO alarm installed in a home. Install CO alarms in a central location outside each separate sleeping area on every level of your home. Use portable generators outdoors in well-ventilated areas away from all doors, including windows and vents. And folks, let me tell you that... We have already have, just in the Detroit area, people who have perished because they didn't put the generator, that generator you have to start and put gas into, all the more reason to want a self-starting generator from K&B Energy. But people haven't installed them correctly in the area that, well, put the carbon monoxide right into the home. Home fires occur more in winter than for any other season. Half of all home heating furnaces occur in the months of December, January, and February, and we're only in the middle of it. Heating equipment is involved in one of every six reported home fires and one in every five home fire deaths. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet from all heat sources, including fireplaces, wood stoves, radiators, space heaters, or candles. Just saw a story on TV the other day where a young lady woke up and the whole room was on fire, her bed included, because she had candles in there, and she suspects that the cat tripped over one of the candles. Candles do start a lot of fires, and never use an oven to heat your home. Turn space heaters off when leaving the room or going to bed. Maintain heating equipment and chimneys by having them cleaned and inspected each year by a professional. Keep anything that can burn, such as bedding, clothing, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from the heater. Make sure the heater has an automatic shut-off, so if it tips over, it shuts off. Plug portable heaters directly into outlets and never into an extension cord or power strip. Use only portable heaters from a recognized testing laboratory. Fireplace, keep a glass or metal screen in front of the fireplace to prevent embers or sparks jumping out. Now, I've heard stories from friends and radio listeners about fireplaces and how they've ignited a home and caused severe damage. It's your life. Have a electronic photoelectric smoke detector in your home installed to make sure that it goes off in the proper amount of time. Those ionizing smoke detectors are known to take 41 minutes before they'll tell you there's a fire in your house. Which kind should you have is the question. If you've got any question on major home appliances and smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, grab the phone and join us. Keep that dial super glue right here to WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB. $7,799 Quest. Look them up at healthquest.us.
Head to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HDTVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get $400 off an LG LED 4K 65-inch smart TV on sale now for just $7.98. Or pick up a Frigidaire gas or electric range, your choice, from just $2.97 each. See the entire sale ad at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals on premium mattresses. And while you're there, find your ideal fit number using their exclusive Ideal Fit Sleep System. A few minutes is all it takes. With 1,600 sensors to identify your body type, sleep positions, and pressure points, Ideal Fit identifies and offers mattress comfort options that will support a healthier night's sleep. And right now, get a Sealy Deluxe Queen mattress with a free box spring for just $497. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
A few years ago, my doctor asked me to try a new drugstore in Livonia called Farmington Drugs and Medical Supplies, and I never again went to one of the big commercial giants in the drug business. This small drugstore has 15 experts working behind the counter, and you will place your trust in all of them. They have all sorts of supplies in stock, especially the compression stockings, and if you are hard-pressed for payment, they will even work out a payment schedule directly with you. How many of the drug giants will do that for you? Drug prices are important to those needing them, and I challenge all of you to find prices lower than Farmington Drugs, and the service is first class. They even offer free delivery to your home. Farmington Drugs is located on Farmington Road, the southeast corner of Farmington and 8 Mile. You can call them at 248-478-3922 and ask for Dr. Chris. He speaks fluent French and is as honest as they come. Call Farmington Drugs at 248-478-3922 and live a new experience with a great drugstore.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, and one of the most common questions asked of me is, who do you use? I use Handy Pro Handyman services, or should I say that my wife does? They have been to my house several times, and my wife loves them. If you need something done and you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it yourself, call Handy Pro Handyman at 1-800-942-6394. With offices in Ann Arbor and Plymouth, they will guarantee they show up on time or give you a $30 credit on the repair bill. Finally, this is great. Set up an appointment and you don't have to wait around all day. Handy Pro Handyman is licensed, insured, and bonded. Can do all of the small jobs around the house. Their workmanship is beyond question and the prices are more than fair. If you're thinking about weatherproofing your house, painting a room, having some drywall repaired, or installing new light fixtures, call Handy Pro Handyman at 734-942-6394. For you seniors out there, no one will treat you with the respect you'll get from Handy Pro Handyman Services. Call them at 1-800-942-6394.
In the beautiful little town of Chelsea, Michigan, lies an appliance store on Main Street, right there at the railroad tracks in the same parking lot as Jiffy Mix, called Hydloff's Appliance. They have been in business since 1928, when Grandpa Lloyd Hydloff first started selling Maytag wringer washers, which ran off a gasoline motor. Now, some 90 years later, Mark, Matt, Steve run the operation that is dedicated to the finest products and the ultimate in customer satisfaction. They are the only appliance retailer that I know who plug in a refrigerator and let it run overnight before they deliver to your home. Ask them about the expected life of a certain appliance, and they will be upfront and help make you an informed consumer. They specialize in the best-made washers and dryers made in this country, Speed Queens, made in Ripon, Wisconsin. They are known to last well over 25 years with the best warranties available in the world. They have lower prices on appliances to match many of the big retailers. Hydloff Appliance, on Main Street in Chelsea, or call them at 734-475-1221.
This is the official voice of Michigan sports. Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor. The Ticket. A Cumulus station.
We welcome you to the second hour of the Appliance Doctor Radio program, heard every Sunday morning, 8 till 10 a.m., right here on WTKA. The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. And, you know, I never get excited, well, I do, but only to a certain degree, about new advertisers. Because the advertisers on this radio program are the best there is in their fields. And few people can say this. But if you ever have a problem with one of my advertisers, I suggest that you do what you have to do to make things to your satisfaction. But if you don't get satisfaction, you are always welcome to call me and I'll intercede on your behalf. So it's a regular thing I've done. And after some 33 years plus on radio, I get excited about this guest we have on the air with us this morning. Because truly, I love this young lady like she was my own daughter. And believe me, I'm old enough to be her father. But her name is Dr. Barbara Kaczynski. And I say good morning to you, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Joe?
I'm 100%. And better than that, after what's just recently happened to me in the last couple months. So you are now the appliance doctor's eye doctor. And trust me, you've performed, I don't know, to me it's just kind of, I'm a big reader, doctor, and I read 2-3 books every week from the library. Right now I'm into George Washington, without that eyesight, and I couldn't read, I think I'd go stir crazy. And you have performed surgery on, cataract surgery on both my eyes.
Yes, I have.
And I'm 20/20. I've never been 20/20. And I enjoy that so much. I can't tell you. It's like a new guy, you know. The Red Wing alumni, which I'm a part of, are playing the Michigan State alumni this afternoon at 1 o'clock. It makes me want to put the skates back on. But, and anyways, the guys would laugh at me because they skate up the ice and they're yelling at, come on, Grandpa, we got to get up to the other end of the rink, you know. But anyways, what you've done.
Well, I can't help you with the skating part, but I'm glad I can help you with the vision part.
Oh, you've done such a terrific job. And 10 years or so ago, Valerie was a high school elementary school principal, and you did her eyes. And, I mean, the next morning she comes into the school and she comes home and she says to me, you know that for the first time in a long time I can see the kids at the end of the hall.
And that was just amazing to have her make a statement like that. And again, she's very pleased. I'm very pleased. Holly, Virgil, they're very pleased. They just love you. And
good. I'm glad.
Now, but I have to tell you quickly while I remember. Yesterday I was at the cottage where Valerie's at today, and her and a group of, they call themselves nitwits. They're all knitters, okay? So they're all at the cottage today and tomorrow. And I was having breakfast with a group of, I call them the Breakfast Club in Union City, Michigan. And this lady says to me, and she's, well, I was 65, 70 years old. And she says, oh, I just had one eye operated on for cataracts. I says, really? And she says, I'm 20/20 in that eye. And she's always worn glasses. But as she's sitting there, she's telling me about the operation. And she says, well, you know, they stick a needle in your eye and they numb you. Is that what happened to me?
No, not quite. In the past, we would put a needle around the eye to numb up the whole eyeball and the structures and things like that.
Yeah.
And some people still continue to do that. But for the most part now, we don't do that. We actually put numbing drops on the eye. You have some IV sedation. And we do put a little bit of numbing medicine in the eye, but it's not with a needle or any of that kind of stuff. So, no, we're not sticking needles in the eye right when we do the surgery.
And then the other thing she said to me, I watched them do the whole thing. Well, Dr. K, I never watched them. I never watched you operating on my eye. Wasn't I put under? Or?
Well, it all depends. We do give you some IV sedation.
Yeah.
So some people are wide awake. In fact, I did a lady last week who wanted no IV sedation. So, you know, I just told her as we were doing things, and she was perfectly fine. It's not so much that people actually see the operation or what's going on, because you have one eye that's covered and the eye that's being operated on. Usually what people are seeing are bright lights or multicolored lights. I've had people tell me that they're seeing things that look like fireworks or, you know, the multicolor from the Disney Fantasia and things like that, but not so much that people actually see what's going on at the time of surgery.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. So maybe I could say that you're more high-tech than other places?
I'd like to think so. I'm not quite sure about that. I can't comment about other people, but, you know, it's you change a little bit with the times and things like that, and we always, at least at my practice and with me, try and keep up with the newest stuff and latest technology.
Well, and again, before I forget, you see, I make that statement quite a bit because I can think of something in the next 30 seconds, forget what I'm thinking about, okay? But the other thing is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, ABC Warehouse hires me to go to the Novi Home Improvement Show. And they set up a booth there for me and a table and a big sign, and I sit there with pictures and autographed pictures for consumers who are interested in their major home appliances. But during that period, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I wouldn't be surprised if I talk personally to some thousand or more people. And I want to ask you again, have your girl, what's her name?
Lene.
Lene. Would you have Lene drop some of your business cards to me in the mail this week?
Not a problem. I'll have to do that on Monday.
So I get them by next Friday, because I'm telling you something. This word of my eye surgery, I call it, okay, is going out as a message. I tell people all about you and the improvement in my vision. I'm so pleased with what you've done, and so is Valerie again. But I'm gonna make you a movie star. Let's put it that way.
I appreciate that. I'm not sure I quite want to go that far, though.
And Dr. Kaczynski, tell me and tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself. You're from what area?
I am born and raised in Bloomfield. I'm a first-generation American. Both my parents were born in Poland and survived World War II and wound up meeting in England and moving here. I have an older brother and an older sister, and I'm perfect station to be talking to because I am a Wolverine. I went to undergrad at Michigan. I graduated from the engineering school, and then I went to Wayne State for medical school and finally did my residency at William Beaumont in Royal Oak.
And you graduated from engineering school?
Yes, I did.
Well, good for you. Good for you. But anyways, a little bit about your background. Now, how long have you been an eye surgeon?
I finished my residency in 1998, and I've been in private practice since then.
Wow.
It's been a while. I started out at Troy Beaumont and with another associate at that time, and then moved to the Clawson location in 2002, and I've been there ever since.
Well, great. Now, this Clawson location, I've been there a few times now. You have such pleasant people working in your office, I might add, always very friendly, and they really do the job according to your specifications, I'm sure. As I said to the somebody at when I was in that clinic that you work at, and you might mention that, what clinic is that you work at?
I operate out of a place called True Vista, and that's in Troy. It's off of Maple Road by Livernois.
Uh-huh. And talking to those people there while I was laying there on that gurney, I don't want to call it gurney, but and it's not a bunk bed either, but I said to the gentleman, I said, when will I know when Dr. Klesinski is here? And he said to me, when you hear her clicking of her feet on the floor. And I said, well, what does that mean? Well, it's true. I could hear your clicking of your feet on the floor as you were coming into that little cubicle.
You hear my shoes clicking on the floor. Yes, you do.
Well, you have done such a beautiful job. I'm so pleased and proud to have you on board this radio station with me. This is a radio program that's been around for 33-plus years now here on Big Time Radio and across the nation. And today, if you're listening during the weekdays, you'll hear my voice doing commercials on the big one, WJR Radio. And I do commercials for advertisers over there. And those are the big guns in the radio business. And worthwhile commercials, you bet they are. And I enjoy having you here on the radio with me to talk about what you do, what you've done all these years. You're just the perfect person.
And thank you very much.
And you're so pleasant. When you walk into that room where I'm sitting there, I've had all sorts of tests done on my vision. Your people who do the legwork before you get everything set up so you walk in there and you know exactly what you're going to do. Now, you've got a great audience, I want to say, but you've got a great group of patients that keep coming to you. And you're over there in Clawson, Michigan. Well, let me tell you something. I'm in White Lake, and it's quite a drive to get to Clawson, Michigan. But people should know that their vision is so, and I'm sure they do, but their vision is so important that if you were located in Saginaw, Michigan, I would drive all the way up there to see you and have you look at my eyes and do whatever has to be done.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say, Joe.
Well, you're a great lady. And again, I've got another appointment coming up in March just to double-check things, I think, right?
I think so. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but yeah, because we just did your surgery not long ago.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you how well I see. I just can't tell you how important it is that I see what I'm doing. And I read so much. There aren't many books that I haven't read about the history of this country, all the way back to the slave days, and now I'm in George Washington's period. And I just finished reading a book about the Mayflower and all the people who came over and how many died in the first year and how terrible it was for so many of them. But I enjoy reading so much, and maybe you should write a book, Dr. Klesinski.
I don't know about that.
Well, you do a great job for consumers, and I want to hear from people who have been to your place, have had you work on their eyes. I want to hear their success stories. Here on the radio show, I'm inviting any consumer who has to have eye work done to visit Dr. Kaczynski. And here's your number to reach you at the office. It's 248-589-9500. 248-589-9500. And I hope people will begin calling here tomorrow morning to set up an appointment, especially if they've got trouble with their vision.
Or even, you know what, even if they don't have trouble with their vision, sometimes people come in with, you know, don't realize that they're having cataracts or glaucoma or anything else. They, you know, come in for a regular check, and lo and behold, or they come in, like you said, you know, I think maybe I just need some stronger glasses or something like that, and it turns out it's cataracts or something else that we can treat and take care of.
And that's what happened to me, Dr. Kaczynski. I, about 3 years ago, went in there with Valerie, and she says, I'm taking you to my doctor to get your eyes checked, okay? I said, well, wait, I can see good. I said, you know, I got these glasses. And she says, no, you're coming with me. And as you know, Valerie runs the whole operation, my life.
Yes, she does.
Okay? And anyway, she took me in there, and you did an eye exam on me, and you said, well, you're pretty close to what you're prescription reads for, but she says you can look forward in the near future to cataract surgery. So you told me in advance of when I really needed it, because you could see in there that fog or whatever that builds up, and you knew it was going to happen.
Yes, very true.
And I have to mention how we got to meet you. Oh, there's an eye doctor, a guy who makes glasses, Visions of Canada in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
He used to advertise, Paul Boyko is his name, he used to advertise with me when I was on WJR doing my appliance doctor show. Now, on that station, you know, there were some 5 million people every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, for 8 hours, sometimes 10 hours, listening to the radio show. 5 million people. The phone lines were lit up. But Paul Boyko was one of the advertisers on the show. And I got to be very close with him. And he fixed me glasses, okay, that were really attuned to what I needed. But I used to go over there and visit with him, and I'd interview people. And I'm not kidding you now. On Saturday morning, people used to line up in his store outside on the sidewalk to go in and get new glasses. That's how big the business was, and that's a fact of life. And I used to interview people. I interviewed a lady who flew in from California and a lady who flew in from Japan to get new glasses. And they'd already had glasses from there before, but they had, and he makes all sorts of glasses. And so Paul Boyko from Visions of Canada became close to you, too, in a sense.
Yes, he did. Yep.
And he was a terrific promoter of you. And that's how 20 years ago or so, Valerie got to experience your fine work. And we hope to have that happen with Dr. Kaczynski's office right here located in Clawson. And you're not far. You're right off of I-75. You take 14-mile road, and you go west just a half a mile or so, and there's your office. And people can travel that road very quickly from wherever they live. And they've got to set up an appointment first. And that phone number is 248-589-9500. 589-9500. And, Doctor, I thank you so much for taking your time this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Anytime, Joe. You and Valerie are wonderful people.
Thank you so much. And again, God bless you for all the work you do for others. And when you straighten out somebody's eyes, and especially when they're in my age bracket, they need you badly. And they need the best there is in the world. And you stand right there as the best in the world. And I'm so proud to have you on the air with me.
and I hope to do something for your business with your commercials.
Well, thank you very much for everything that you do.
Well, you take care. I'll be in touch with you again before the end of the month, next month, and we'll talk some more.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks again, Dr. Kaczynski. Right. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye-bye. Anyways, doesn't she sound just like a fine lady? Because she is a fine lady. Well, Rocket, when you need new glasses and you don't wear them now, do you have contacts?
I do not, but both my parents both had glasses pretty much their whole life. So I know at some point I will as well.
Well, you don't forget Dr. Kaczynski's phone number, which is 248-589-9500. I'm Joe Gannon, the Appliance Doctor, and if you'd like to join me this morning, the phone number is 734-998-1050. That's 734-998-1050. We've had a busy program this morning helping to educate you, the consumer. And if you'd like to join me, please feel free to do so. The phone number again is 734-998-1050. I'm Joe Gannon. Keep it super glued right here to WTKA, the ticket, 1050 on the dial. In the past, my darling Valerie needed cataract surgery, and her longtime eye doctor, Barbara Kaczynski, did the operation with complete success. Valerie's comments were, "I can see the kids at the end of the hallway." I followed suit and received a prescription for new glasses with a comment from the good doctor that I should look forward to having cataract surgery in a few years. That prognosis came true recently when we drove to Myrtle Beach and I couldn't read the big signs on the expressway, so off we went to see the best eye surgeon in the world. I was worried, but I needn't be because she is truly the best in her field. One eye done 1 week and the next done the following, and now it's 20/20 in each eye. Located in Clawson, Michigan, her office is close to I-75 on 14 Mile Road, a skip and a jump from where you live, and it's always worthwhile getting the best doctor to take care of your eyes. Call 248-589-9500 and mention that Joe Gannon sent you. That number again is 248-589-9500. I'm Joe Gannon, here to tell you that Pat Kelly, our expert on heating, cooling, and self-start generators, has opened a new business called KNB Energy Solutions. With a new, beautiful new office and warehouse in Livonia, Pat Kelly is ready to handle all your HVAC problems and questions. And when you're wanting to install a new self-start generator, he handles only the best American-made brands with the finest warranties available. You've heard Pat Kelly do this radio show with me many times, and many of you have used his services and trust his expertise. He is back in business and needs your calls to make it grow. If you're in line for an air conditioning check, Pat Kelly's service technicians will make sure you don't have a problem on the hot summer days. And it's a pretty smart thing to do. Give Pat Kelly a call at 734-666-0101. That number again is 734-666-0101.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB.
Hi, folks. Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. The dreaded heating season is once again upon us, and you know what that means, spending more time indoors. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate that problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust,
dog hair. My wife wanted me to leave this out, but I gotta tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, me and my wife Kelly, 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS for a free, accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
Listen up, folks, because this is Joe Gannon, and I just have to tell you about ProTec, a radon remediation company based in Ann Arbor. In business for over 20 years, doing work all over Michigan and solving a big health issue for thousands of their customers. I am just one example. Recently selling our home, a home inspector informed us that the level of radon was too high. We had ProTec install a venting system that guarantees an acceptable level of radon in the house to prevent any damage from happening to someone's health. ProTec can take care of radon problems in your home or business and make sure everyone lives or works in a safe environment. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the Attorney General's office, I can assure you that I thoroughly checked out ProTec before I called for their service. The owner, Kurt Hutchins, recommends that if you have a concern about radon in your home or business, you stop by his business in Ann Arbor and purchase a radon test kit for about $10 and run a test yourself. If the test proves positive, do what I did. Call ProTec at 888-MR-RADON. That number again is 888-MR-RADON. A few years ago, my doctor asked me to try a new drugstore in Livonia called Farmington Drugs and Medical Supplies, and I never again went to one of the big commercial giants in the drug business. This small drugstore has 15 experts working behind the counter, and you will place your trust in all of them. They have all sorts of supplies in stock, especially the compression stockings, and if you are hard-pressed for payment, they will even work out a payment schedule directly with you. How many of the drug giants will do that for you? Drug prices are important to those needing them, and I challenge all of you to find prices lower than Farmington Drugs, and the service is first class. They even offer free delivery to your home. Farmington Drugs is located on Farmington Road, the southeast corner of Farmington and 8 Mile. You can call them at 248-478-3922 and ask for Dr. Chris. He speaks fluent French and is as honest as they come. Call Farmington Drugs at 248-478-3922 and live a new experience with a great drugstore.
WTKA, The Ticket.
You're listening to The Appliance Doctor, Joe Gannon, here on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial, a great Cumulus radio station. And here's a public service announcement. American Association of University Women, Northville, Novi, is looking for a few good women. If a group that cares about women and girls sounds good to you, this could be it. AAUW awards scholarships to high school girls and college women and holds career path days for middle school girls and makes many things possible because of support for all its fall home tours. Members enjoy top-notch enrichment programs and a long list of interest groups. AAUW women have fun, network, and make a documented difference for women and girls in the communities of Novi and Northville and are spread across the United States as well. The website is aauwnn.org. Write aauwnn.org and inquire what you can do for young women in this world today. I'm Joe Gannon, your appliance doctor. If you'd like to join me with an appliance question this morning, grab the phone. Questions, suggestions, comments, complaints, we take them right here on the Appliance Doctor radio program. And talking about refrigerators this morning, I stress again, the temperatures of the food products in your home is important. The temperatures inside your refrigerator food is very important because more people today suffer food poisoning from interior in your refrigerator foods that you keep for too long a period. And as the old days used to say, you can keep it for 7 days. That's when refrigerators brought temperature of food in the refrigerator section down to 33 and 34 degrees. Not so today. 40 to 44 is acceptable. And so if you keep food 7 days, it's 3 days too long. You must get rid of that food as bacteria grows in the food. And the new rule today is how many days, Rocket?
3 days, 4 days at the most.
Very good. You know, you're the best listener I have, okay? And I think sometimes the only one, because we would like phone calls from our listeners, and we don't get enough of them in plain English. The phone number to reach me, 734-998-1050. So that food temperature is so critical to your good health. So is the angle of washing dishes with hot water. You take dishes, you put them in your dishwasher. You don't want bacteria growing on those dishes. And the temperature of the water coming into your dishwasher should be in the area of 150 to 160 degrees. Now, that's hot, folks. That'll burn you. But let me tell you something. Okay, the old rule used to be 120 degrees. That's not true anymore. Studies have been done to prove that hot water needs, and, you know, to get a heater that heats the water, you more or less have to buy the top brand name and the expensive one to have that heater process and heat the water. Well, most people don't have that, folks. And so you need to make sure that the water in your hot water heater is hot enough to kill the bacteria on the dishes that are placed into the dishwasher. And you see articles, I saw some on TV not long ago, people were cooking in a dishwasher. They were putting the tennis shoes, baseball caps. That's no place to put those products. You're just adding more dirt and bacteria into the dishwasher itself. But on your refrigerator, keep this in mind. Chrome finishes on the shelves and so forth, even the glass. The people take food out of the refrigerator. They slide it across a dinner table. There's salt spilled on the dinner table. Some of that is on the bottom of the container you're going to put back in the refrigerator, and you will cause scratches to occur. And scratches will only result in, bacteria, but rust conditions and so forth. Water lines, I've mentioned that. Water line leading to your refrigerator, and most people have that today, should be copper tubing. Copper tubing because vibration occurs in a refrigerator when it's operating, and that vibration will cause any plastic tube to have a little hole in it. And bingo, you've got a problem. Let's go to the phone lines here, which are 734-998-1050, and join Greg and Warren. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Dr. Joe. How you doing?
I'm 100%. Thanks for calling again this morning. It's nice to have you join me.
Well, I wasn't going to bother you, but then you said you thought you only had one listener, and I couldn't stand that.
Well,
I know you have lots of listeners. Just not everyone's going to call today.
And then, you know, a lot of people are shy about calling. Let me give you a fact. I do interviews on other stations across the country. And, you know, I sit on the telephone. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm not nervous here behind a microphone, not after 33 years, but I can remember the first time I started way, way back. I had enough material to read for 3 days, and the phone lines went nuts. Yeah. And I never needed half of that material along the way, but I get nervous calling, and I can understand people getting nervous. But if there's a problem with an appliance, you probably need some help along the way to make sure it's done properly and efficiently. And that's why I love to have you join me. You're a great radio listener, a great American for calling me.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I just got two things this week. One, I wanted to recount. I had someone come out to look at my fridge this week, not for a problem, but for another reason, then to ask you about the Novi Home Show. So for the first thing, I had an extended warranty on the refrigerator I bought a couple years ago, and that included preventative maintenance. So with that about to expire and the price of the continuation being such that I'm not going to, don't think I'm going to renew it, I called and had the fellow come out for to look at it. And I wasn't home. My wife was. And she said, he said that they don't pull it out to clean it in the back anymore. And then the other thing he did was just, I guess it has a port on there where you can hook up some type of computer and check the levels and everything. He pronounced it in good shape, and he did do some cleaning from the front. But I don't know. I think I'm going to have to get in the back at some point and do a proper cleaning on that. What do you think?
It's, how old is the refrigerator, Greg?
2 years. Yeah, I think 2 years. I think we, maybe three. I think, no, we bought it in 15, early 15. It's just about 3 years old.
I do mine every 4 months.
Right.
And mine is immaculate underneath, really. But it runs efficiently. It doesn't run all the time. I save $5 to $10 every month because I do mine from front and the back. Now, you have to be careful when you're pulling it out. You probably got a water line back there.
Yes.
And that water line, you know, that's why I say you use copper line for that, and you leave a roll of copper tubing in the back so that when you pull it out, at least there's an extension on that copper tubing where you don't break it. So you've got to be careful when you're pulling it out. But when you get to the back at the bottom, you see a cardboard piece across the bottom, and there's nothing but a little screws or clips that hold it, four or five of them. And you take that off, and you'll be surprised what's underneath there. And you get the vacuum cleaner, and you get the long handle brush from the hardware store, a condenser brush, they call it, and you clean it. The cleaner it is, the more efficient it'll become, and the less it will operate. And the big thing about that is, the longer the compressor will operate. It's like, Greg, they put it in such a position that you build up lint in there, dirt, dust, dog hair, whatever, and it keeps the compressor too hot. So the compressor is inefficient in its operation, but you also take away the life of the compressor. You can add years of life to your refrigerator. You can add years of life to your refrigerator by simply keeping the condenser clean.
Good tip.
And the other...
Well, he claimed it was a sealed system, but is that even true? Is that even possible?
Oh, yeah, that's a sealed system. Sealed in the sense, like at the factory when they're building the refrigerator, and they put the compressor in there, they put a vacuum pump on the compressor, which means all the tubing and everything else is under vacuum. And then when it's vacuum for an hour or so, they start pumping the refrigerant in there. So it's supposed to be free of any moisture or bacteria that could cause problems inside that compressor. That's what they mean when it's a sealed system.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's a physical impossibility to build a refrigerator cabinet where it's not going to get dust underneath it.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's hard to get in there because when we remodeled the kitchen, we put a wall next to where it goes, but I'll squeeze back there somehow because I know this needs to be done.
Yeah, and in my case, I have to have my son come over and help me pull the refrigerator out because in my case, the darn refrigerator is too heavy.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the one that came with your new house, right?
Right.
Okay. And then next week at the Novi show, what time do you usually head out of there?
Now, Friday, the show starts at 2 until 8, something like that. Saturday, it's 10 to 8, and Sunday, it's 10 to 5, I think. And I should be there, as a matter of fact, Sunday, when I leave here, I'm going to be a little late getting there, but I'm going to go directly there, and I'm going to be at the ABC Warehouse booth. And, you know, their booth is like thousands of square feet, and they've got all the mattresses and chairs and sofas and everything else that they sell, and I'm going to be there. As I've been there the last several years, just sitting there and answering questions for people. And I remember one time back, I don't know how long ago, but you stopped by the booth and said hello, and I was so pleased to meet you, and I'd like to see you do that again.
Right. The reason I asked is I don't want you to stay any longer than you were going to, but after 5 o'clock, they let you in for half price.
So, well, then you come in after 5 o'clock. I'll be there.
Well, maybe I'll check to make sure they do that on Friday, and if that's the case, if that's 5 after 5 on Friday, we'll come see you then.
That's great. I'm pleased, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Well, I hope you have a great week. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you so much for calling, Greg, from Orne. I enjoy your phone call all the time. Call me anytime, as many of you would and should do, 734-998-1050. That's 734-998-1050. And I've got one more caller that I'm going to have join me this morning, and that is Silvano Salvador. Going to join us because he is also going to be at the Novi Home Improvement Show coming up next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as I'll be there. But he will be there making a hit with consumers. And again, here just a couple days ago, I'm at a breakfast meeting. I had to go out in the truck and get my cane that Silvano carved. And a world-renowned wood carver in the world. He's taught this subject all around the world, came over here from Italy when he was 7, 8 years old. We'll have him talk a little bit about his background in the wood carving business, what he does. And he'll be there in aisle 1800 at the Novi Home Improvement Show. He and his darling wife, Shirley, will be there carving these little beautiful hummingbirds that he does. Well, he's going to join us here in a few minutes, as we've got open lines for him. And we're going to take a little pause in the action right now and come back with more information. And you can also call me at 734-998-1050. You're listening to WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial.
Head to ABC Warehouse for the best deals in town on appliances, HDTVs, mattresses, furniture, and more. There are doorbuster deals in every department. Right now, get $400 off an LG LED 4K 65-inch smart TV on sale now for just $798. Or pick up a Frigidaire gas or electric range, your choice, from just $297 each. See the entire sale ad at abcwarehouse.com. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Get to ABC Warehouse for the best deals on premium mattresses. And while you're there, find your ideal fit number using their exclusive Ideal Fit Sleep System. A few minutes is all it takes. With 1,600 sensors to identify your body type, sleep positions, and pressure points, Ideal Fit identifies and offers mattress comfort options that will support a healthier night's sleep. And right now, get a Sealy Deluxe Queen mattress with a free box spring for just $497. The deals are always in the house. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Hi, folks. Kurt Presley here of Dalton Environmental Cleaning. The dreaded heating season is once again upon us, and you know what that means, spending more time indoors. I'm sure as educated consumers, you know that indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air, and that means you're breathing dirtier air. To help alleviate that problem, the first thing you should do is get your air ducts cleaned. What's in your air ducts? Construction debris, pet dander, dust mites, dust, dog hair. My wife wanted me to leave this out, but I gotta tell you, dead skin. Sorry, Kelly, but they have to know. At Dalton Environmental Cleaning, we clean where you can't so you can breathe the difference. Call Dalton's and talk to the owners, me and my wife, Kelly. 877-DALTONS. That's 877-DALTONS for a free, accurate estimate today.
Joe Gannon here to let you know that I trust Dalton's to clean my ducts, and you should too. Call now and mention my name for your special discount.
My neighbor Kevin had a beautiful deck built by Killer Decks. If you're looking to have a deck built this year, now is the time to call Steve at 734-595-1602 and get a free estimate. Winter prices prevail until spring arrives. Now, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, the DeckBarn.com website on Michigan Avenue has everything you need to do the job yourself. 9 colors of vinyl rail and 5 colors of aluminum, or you can mix and match all for the same price. Aluminum balusters and Fiberon composite decking with low voltage deck lights, step lights, garden lights, and vinyl post lights. What can look better than a vinyl pergola and a gazebo to accentuate your yard? Decking and all related materials are available to you by simply going to thedeckbarn.com or call Steve at 734-595-1602. These products can be shipped to you direct at wholesale prices, and many carry a lifetime warranty. With the best quality products at deep discounts, go to the website, thedeckbarn.com.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, and one of the most common questions asked of me is, who do you use? I use Handy Pro Handyman services, or should I say that my wife does? They have been to my house several times, and my wife loves them. If you need something done and you don't have the time or the knowledge to do it yourself, call Handy Pro Handyman at 1-800-942-6394. With offices in Ann Arbor and Plymouth, they will guarantee they show up on time or give you a $30 credit on the repair bill. Finally, this is great. Set up an appointment and you don't have to wait around all day. Handy Pro Handyman is licensed, insured, and bonded. You can do all of the small jobs around the house. Their workmanship is beyond question and the prices are more than fair. If you're thinking about weatherproofing your house, painting a room, having some drywall repaired, or installing new light fixtures, call Handy Pro Handyman at 734-942-6394. For you seniors out there, no one will treat you with the respect you'll get from Handy Pro Handyman Services. Call them at 1-800-942-6394.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, your consumer advocate on behalf of CHI, your certified home improvement company. Is it any wonder why roofing, siding, and windows cost so much to have installed? Some companies spend millions of dollars in advertising, and who do you think pays for this advertising? That's not the way it is with CHI. They pass the savings on to you, and you need to know you are getting the best work done by a very reputable company backed by yours truly. When it comes to roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and insulation, CHI is a GAF Master Elite installer, and they guarantee customer satisfaction. Give them a call today and have them give you a free estimate of the work you need to improve the condition of your home. Look them up at chiroofing.com and take a look at some of their work that has pleased so many other homeowners. CHI can be reached at 734-CHI-ROOF. That CHI has a superb rating with a BBB.
WTKA, The Ticket.
You are listening to the Appliance Doctor Radio Program. My name is Joe Gannon. And I'm right here every Sunday morning from 8 till 10 a.m. on WTKA, The Ticket, 1050 on the dial. And if you'd like to join me this morning, you've still got plenty of time to do so, 734-998-1050. That's 998-1050. And we're waiting for Silvano Salvador, the wood carver, well-renowned across the world, who's done my cane, which I don't use anymore. Rocket, you notice I don't have the cane anymore?
Yes, I do.
You notice I don't have the limp anymore?
I do. I beat you out the door this time for this break, but
yeah.
I didn't know you were actually going outside, so I didn't wait for you. So,
anyways, Dr. Kogan, you hear the commercials on this radio program? He's the guy who used laser, not surgery now, laser to correct all the problems in my knee that happened some 6 weeks ago when I fell in a rest area along the highway, fell on the sidewalk, 9 stitches in the knee, which I stitched myself, by the way, when I got to the cottage. But he took care of the problem using laser. And I'm telling you something, nobody should live in pain. And most of the people omit surgery in their mind after he's done with them. He's a great doctor. Great doctor. I believe in him so much. I believe in this laser stuff, okay? I don't understand how it works, but I believe in it so much. And again, Rocket, thanks for doing that commercial for Dr. Kaczynski.
Yeah, we'll hear it. We're here coming up next.
Yeah, coming up next. Okay, you clean that up just like a profession. I know people who make big bucks in the radio business doing what you've just done this morning.
Yeah, I was going to add more to it. I was going to put some music underneath so it changes it up from the other commercials we have on the Appliance Doctor Radio Show.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to do that within, the 15 minutes that I had. I just took that 6 seconds off really sped it up a little bit and then took some breaths out, but not too fast where it sounds like you're, you know, you've been on the happy medicine.
Oh, okay. I'd like to have some of that happy medicine, but I don't.
I'll ask Tony O. He has it.
Yeah, well, I don't use that stuff, okay? Listen, Rocket, you had a question on a microwave oven?
Yeah, so Laura's brother moved out of a house, moved out of the house that he's been living in for some time.
Yeah.
The other brother moved in, and as they're, you know, putting everything in their house, they have a beautiful big microwave kind of thing above the range.
Right.
And it does not, it runs, meaning you can put 2 minutes and push start. It, you know, you can look in there and you see it moving, but it doesn't heat anything up.
Now, that's the case where I tell consumers, look, a microwave oven will kill you. You can fool around with electricity. You might change a wall switch or something in the wall. And you might think, well, okay, I'll go into this microwave oven. Now, this has happened in the past. And it's happened. And it's killed people. When you touch the wrong wire in there, and that's what happens. People have the thing running and they touch a wire. You don't have a chance. You know, if you plug a wall cord in for your toaster or whatever, and a bunch of sparks come, you know, you still got the chance to jump back out of there and get your hand away from the electricity.
Yeah.
A microwave oven will solder you to that electrical wire. It'll solder at you and it'll feed 4,000 volts right through your body, and it'll kill you.
And that's even if it's unplugged.
No, no. If it's unplugged and you touch a wire in there, all you're going to get is you might get the arc from the capacitor, which I've, you know, in my years when microwave ovens were invented, and I used to fool around every once in a while, I'd make the mistake of touching a wire when the microwave was unplugged. And I'd have a shot of current flow up from my finger, up my arm, I could feel it, across my back and out the other hand. It came in and it came out, okay? It travels.
Yeah.
And I'd have a little hole on the end of my finger. Well, just the jolt of that only caused me to do that a few times. But it did happen to me. But if you touch a microwave oven wire inside that unit while it's operating, you are dead. No second thoughts to it. I remember the case 1970. This is a true case, okay? A man in California wanted to eliminate his wife from this earth. So, on a rainy night, he sent her to the store. Now, in those California homes, some of them have steel grated doors. He took a microwave, and he was an electrical engineer of some sort. He took a microwave, and he wired that steel grated door during a rainstorm, thunderstorm. So when she came home from the grocery store or whatever store she was at, she touched that door while it was loaded with 4,000 volts. Now, the story he got away with for a few years until he opened his mouth, as inevitably people who do those kinds of things will sometimes do. They cause their own demise. Well, he opened his mouth because the known fact by the coroner or whatever had proven that she was killed from a lightning bolt. It wasn't a lightning bolt. It was the cause by the microwave oven. He never got away with it. And there's several other stories. I mean, when I worked for Amana and microwave ovens were first invented, they sent me a dozen glossy pictures. Not a dozen. Maybe five or six glossy pictures of a man's feet. He was an electrical engineer. He decided to find out how a microwave oven worked, took the side off, which was difficult to do. You had to take three screws off, and there was a rivet there, so that people who took that rivet off, the service company would know that somebody went into the microwave oven. You had to put the rivet back on. That was the rule with the Amana radar range. Well, he went in there and touched the wrong wire, and whoever took the pictures were of his feet. The bottom of his feet, both of them, were all on the hardwood floor in the kitchen. That's how much he got fried. I interviewed another band way back there 30 years ago who worked on microwave ovens as they first came out. And he had two of them in his workbench, and he had a parts counter. So a nurse came in and bought a part for appliances. And then he, while he was selling the parts, she was still there anyways. And he went back to the microwave oven. One of them was running, one of them was not. And he touched a wire in the one that was running, and he got knocked over on the floor, unconscious. She was a nurse. She brought him back to life. But I interviewed him 3 months after this all happened, and he told me he got fried inside. And anyways, he got fried inside. So we got cell phones coming on here. We got a minute and 15 seconds to talk to whoever's on that line. I'm Joe Gannon, your appliance doctor. And okay, let's go to Silvano, Salvador. We've got 1 minute to talk to Silvano. Good morning, Silvano.
Good morning, Joe. Sorry I didn't get back with you.
No problem. You're going to be at the Novi Home Improvement Show next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
You bet.
You're going to be in aisle 1800.
Exactly.
And you'll be there along with your wife, Shirley, and you'll be carving little hummingbirds and showing some of the carvings that people can purchase from you.
Right. Right, right.
Well, that's all happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right, coming up.
Well, I've written about you, talked about you. I mean, you're world-renowned, but now you're renowned in this area as well.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very, very much, Joe, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and others that want to come and visit me. And
Stop by.
Great. I make sure they all tell me that they listen to you. And that's great, Joe.
I got to go now. We're top of the hour, Silvano. I'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Meanwhile, I look forward to all being there at the Novi Home Improvement Show. Thank you, Silvano. I'm going to take my leave now. I'm Joe Gannon. Thanks for listening to the Appliance Doctor Radio Show. In the past, my darling Valerie needed cataract surgery, and her longtime eye doctor, Barbara Kaczynski, did the operation with complete success. Valerie's comments were, "I can see the kids at the end of the hallway." I followed suit and received a prescription for new glasses with a comment from the good doctor that I should look forward to having cataract surgery in a few years. That prognosis came true recently when we drove to Myrtle Beach and I couldn't read the big signs on the expressway, so off we went to see the best eye surgeon in the world. I was worried, but I needn't be because she is truly the best in her field. One eye done 1 week and the next done the following, and now it's 20/20 in each eye. Located in Clawson, Michigan, her office is close to I-75 on 14 Mile Road, a skip and a jump from where you live, and it's always worthwhile getting the best doctor to take care of your eyes. Call 248-589-9500 and mention that Joe Gannon sent you. That number again is 248-589-9500.
I'm Joe Gannon, here to tell you that Pat Kelly, our expert on heating, cooling, and self-start generators, has opened a new business called KNB Energy Solutions. With a new, beautiful new office and warehouse in Livonia, Pat Kelly is ready to handle all your HVAC problems and questions. And when you're wanting to install a new self-start generator, he handles only the best American-made brands with the finest warranties available. You've heard Pat Kelly do this radio show with me many times, and many of you have used his services and trust his expertise. He is back in business and needs your calls to make it grow. If you're in line for an air conditioning check, Pat Kelly's service technicians will make sure you don't have a problem on the hot summer days, and it's a pretty smart thing to do. Give Pat Kelly a call at 734-666-0101. That number again is 734-666-0101.
Listen up, folks, because this is Joe Gannon, and I just have to tell you about ProTech, a radon remediation company based in Ann Arbor. In business for over 20 years, doing work all over Michigan and solving a big health issue for thousands of their customers. I am just one example. Recently selling our home, a home inspector informed us that the level of radon was too high. We had ProTec install a venting system that guarantees an acceptable level of radon in the house to prevent any damage from happening to someone's health. ProTec can take care of radon problems in your home or business and make sure everyone lives or works in a safe environment. Now, as a former fraud investigator with the Attorney General's office, I can assure you that I thoroughly checked out ProTec before I called for their service. The owner, Kurt Hutchins, recommends that if you have a concern about radon in your home or business, you stop by his business in Ann Arbor and purchase a radon test kit for about $10 and run a test yourself. If the test proves positive, do what I did. Call ProTec at 888-MR-RADON. That number again is 888-MR-RADON. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce a good friend, the president of Spectrum Human Services, Roger Swanninger, let me say a few words about Dr. Coogan, a doctor with the Detroit Lions for 15 years. I randomly interviewed 7 of his patients who were suffering severe pain of all sorts. Their stories were so candid as to how Dr. Coogan successfully cured their pain source without surgery. Roger is just one of thousands that have put an end to constant pain by visiting HealthQuest located in Farmington, Michigan.
You're absolutely correct, Joe. After living several years with so much pain and having back surgery that caused even more pain, life was becoming just unbearable. Under your advice, I got in touch with Dr. Coogan, and he guaranteed me a lot less pain, and today I can sit for periods of time, walk normal. Now I can play with my grandkids. In fact, my wife and I are taking them to Disney World.
If you are living with pain and can't take any more, call the office of Dr. Coogan at HealthQuest in Farmington at 877-99-QUEST. Look them up at healthquest.us. My neighbor Kevin had a beautiful deck built by Killer Decks. If you're looking to have a deck built this year, now is the time to call Steve at 734-595-1602 and get a free estimate. Winter prices prevail until spring arrives. Now, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, the deckbarn.com website on Michigan Avenue has everything you need to do the job yourself. 9 colors of vinyl rail and 5 colors of aluminum, or you can mix and match all for the same price. Aluminum balusters and Fiberon composite decking with low-voltage deck lights, step lights, garden lights, and vinyl post lights. What can look better than a vinyl pergola and a gazebo to accentuate your yard? Decking and all related materials are available to you by simply